After this tragic attack in Sri Lanka, when the people lost their lives while praying in the church, we were very, very distressed, and we wanted to show our sentiments and feelings to our Christian brothers. So we contacted the vicars, our feelings. They invited us to come to be with them on Sundays. The first we visited St. Mark's, and then second week St. Augustine. And the last Sunday we visited Rochester Cathedral. So it was basically to show that we are with them and to express our distress and sad feelings to our friends. And it was so much appreciated. The people were not believing it there. The Muslims came out of their houses because it is a month of Ramadan. So we actually prayed the whole night. We normally sleep around 4 o'clock in the morning, and then going back again to the church in the morning was not easy on Sundays because it is a holiday. Everyone wants to sleep, but it was really appreciated, and we can see the warm, welcoming response from the congregation.
And you went to obviously Rochester Cathedral, and from what I understand, the first time in the history of the cathedral, Muslims were invited to speak during the service. Now, can you just tell me what that was like?
I mean, it is a great honor to stand beside to the vicar in St. Kerr Saju, and then Reverend Anthony in St. Augustine, and then Dean Philip in Rochester Cathedral. I mean, because it is almost more than 1,000 years old church, and I asked them that they said they are not aware of any previous Muslim visit on Sunday in the congregation. And it was a great honor to stand there in with them and express our heart. And they can see that, you know, we are so genuine and sincere to support them and share the same values, basically.
And you obviously spoke yourself. Can you just go into a bit of detail as to what was it that you said and your message for the people who were there?
My message was that, you know, we, in this difficult time when things are going so wrong all over the world, the people in the Kent and Medway have to tell to the world that we are together and united, and we are taught to respect other religion and also expect the same respect from them. And I also mentioned that terrorism and terrorists has no face, no color, no religion, and no country. He just changes his mosque all the time whenever he attacks a mosque, a church, a synagogue, or any other place of worship. And his real motive is to divide the community, right, and spread hate and misunderstanding and mistrust in our heart. So when we have these negative feelings in our heart, then we are actually allowing and helping those terrorists to win. But if we all stand together, hands in hands, raise ourselves to the higher level, and keep practicing our religion, but respecting other faiths in the same time, then surely we will beat those evil peoples. If we learn from each other, we will see that there are a lot of common things and similarities in a religion. And if we just focus on those common things and similarities, then we can really promote love and harmony in our community.